Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Buck Ross. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jack Walesa. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Wolf. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roger Wolf. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Walesa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic takes first base on ball four. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses who is chasing the ball. Vallow reaches third base with a triple. Krivic goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Ross covering, for the out. Vallow scores. One out. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses who is chasing the ball. Siebert reaches third base with a triple. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Athletics. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Siebert scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wagner moves to second. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wagner moves to third. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter takes first base on ball four. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL bunts towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Orville Grove now pitching. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallow for the out. Two outs. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Athletics. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Siebert scores. It's 5-1, Athletics. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-1 in the game. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Suter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-1 in the game. Hogue hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolf strikes out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallow for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-1 in the game. Turner hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Grove hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5. And the White Sox won. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Grove covering, for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair juggles the ball. That's an error on Blair. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert juggles the ball. That's an error on Siebert. Moses moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoag hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to third. Appling moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. QL takes first base on ball 4. Moses scores. Appling moves to third. Hoag moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Athletics. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. Hoag scores. QL moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-4, Athletics. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. QL scores. West moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's White Sox, 5, Athletics, 5. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 2 in the game. Turner hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0 for 2 in the game. Walesa hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0 for 2 in the game. Wolf hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Grove hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses moves to third. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 3 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Walesa. Moses scores. Appling moves to third. Callaway moves to second. It's 6-5, White Sox. Dick Fowler now pitching. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. QL hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Blair bunts towards third. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vallow moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Vallow moves to third. Blair moves to second. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Siebert is walked intentionally. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Vallow scores. Blair moves to third. Siebert moves to second. It's White Sox, 6, Athletics, 6. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Wagner strikes out. 2 outs. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-3 in the game. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walesa for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. West hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-3 in the game. Turner hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Walesa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krivic throws the ball into Walesa, who tags Appling trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 2 outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hoag. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Siebert is walked intentionally. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Siebert moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.